Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And no Mark. He's not here. He is apparently down in New York City tonight picking up his mom. And he's not going to make it back in time. So it's just you and me tonight, Nick, and your calls as well at 1-800-259-9231. But you will be getting more of Mark later this week. He'll be back tomorrow, of course. But also, he will be filling in for me coming up on Friday and Saturday nights. Now, the bad news about that is that Mark doesn't really know how to do things after the show's over, as far as the archives are concerned. So to those of you listening live, you'll be fine. Nope. Nobody will have a problem listening live. It's just the archives and the podcast could be up as late for Friday and Saturday night show, could be up as late as late Sunday, sometime early Monday. So just warning you, I'll try to do my best when I take a little vacation with my lady Julia over the weekend. I'll try to do my best from my vacation to get the archives up for you, but I'm not going to make any promises. I wish Mark was more competent at the whole computer thing, but... You know, he's like one of those. He's like your grandma that can't figure out how to program her VCR. That's kind of like Mark.
Is it that difficult to make an archive? Because I mean, we did similar things.
Is it that difficult? Well, no, it's not difficult, but it is a little complicated, and it takes some effort to learn. And is it that difficult to program your VCR? No, but it's a little complicated, and it takes some effort to learn. And if Grandma or Mark doesn't want to learn how to do those things, then people will suffer.
Well, certainly, yeah. Technology can be intimidating. I know that I've seen people run away from some pretty simple things. I mean, when cell phones first came out, they're not all that difficult to use, but people got a little bit thrown off by bells and whistles who weren't used to it.
So I have managed to teach him how to turn the webcam on and turn that off and, you know, kind of get the basics, like turn the mics on, turn the mics off. So we should be okay as far as the live content is concerned. Anyway, so that's coming up later this week, so look forward to that or fear it. 800-259-9231, we go to your phone calls to start things out. And then, Nick, you've got something about the Bob Barr campaign. We haven't talked much about Bob Barr because, well, there's not really much to say besides the fact that he's a douchebag. But let's go to the phone calls first and talk to Joe in Washington on the AMP line. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, great show.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wish Mark was around because I specifically heard him make the comment about paid killers, military personnel being paid killers.
Yes, it has elicited many a phone call and several emails. What were your thoughts?
Well, I mean, personally, I understand where you guys are coming from. I'm actually in the Army. I'm a military police officer.
Okay.
And the whole reason I started listening to your show was your guys' radical stances. It got my interest. And when I called in, I really got to learn that, you know, it was a lot deeper than a stupid comment. And I was just hoping that, you know, I was thinking, you know, when somebody calls in and you definitely know they're not like, I don't know, liberty friendly, mm-hmm. I'd say like specifically Republicans, the hardcore military driven types.
Yeah, the law and order types, sure.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking, you know, with those guys, you truly need to, if you hit it so hard, you know, you just get a bunch of them calling in. And you get a bunch of them, you know, going to defend their, I don't know what you would call it.
It's their belief system.
Yeah, it really is. It's like a religion.
Mm-hmm. So what? I'm sorry, what were you getting at with that? I might have missed your point.
Oh, as far as the, you know, I specifically liked about your show when I first started listening was, you know, you and Mark on certain topics, like I usually go with Mark, unfortunately. I wish he was there right now. Nothing against you.
That's all right.
But.
Yes. Joe? Joe's gone. You okay, buddy? All right, he's gone. Well, anyway, he was saying that he likes what Mark has to say.
I think what he was getting at was that...
sounded like he liked it when we got into it with the law and order types.
And that and the fact that there's somebody who is a military police officer... who wasn't really thrown by the comment.
That's good.
And to be honest, I don't, you know, I know people in the military who are, for the most part, the ones I know are liberty friendly or avowed libertarians. And
they're definitely in there.
Yeah. And to be honest, the idea that the military is, you know, people in the military are paid killers, That's the purpose of a military. I don't really see... I mean, people don't like the way it sounds, but I think it's important to remember that that's what you do when you go to war, is kill people.
If you're on the front lines. I don't think it was truly an accurate statement, because there are obviously guys that are swabbing decks that aren't killing anybody.
That's true, but the whole purpose of that mission, of whatever you're doing, swabbing decks, keeping law and order within the ranks as a military police officer, your objective is... combat support. The whole idea is that machinery is there and
you're
only
furthering
so
the
that
ends.
It works.
You're furthering the ends of violence.
Yeah, only so that you can get combat troops effectively to the front line where they can kill people. And that's the purpose of a military, is to kill people. And
sure.
You get paid for that work. So you are a paid killer. I can see how that throws some people off, though, because if you're not directly shooting someone, are you a paid killer? Or are you just, are you just like the driver for the mob guy that...
Well, yeah, then we're getting into the, then you get into the area of, well, how many degrees of separation do you have to be separated from the violence in order to not be associated with it? I mean, for instance, I pay property taxes here in Keene, and a portion of those property taxes are going to put college kids in, possibly arresting them and putting them in jail cells or ticketing them or whatever it is they do with them around here. They're certainly harassing people that aren't harming others, so it's going to enact violence upon my neighbors. Does that mean that I am a violent person because I'm paying the government? No, it means I'm scared, and it means that, I've got that there's a situation that could result in my house being stolen from me. And actually, somebody called me out on the BBS earlier today over at bbs.freetalklive.com, said, why do you keep using Julia to hide behind about property taxes? Because I've said on the air a few times, the reason I paid taxes this year was because basically she told me that she might not be here if I didn't pay. And because she didn't want the house to get stolen. And I don't want the house to get stolen either. But I had gone to the point where I was so fed up with obeying the system that I was willing to risk it. And I still am. It's just that I'm not willing to risk losing Julia. So I'm going to hold out, and I'm going to do what she asked me to do, and that is find 5 people that own property in Keene that are also willing to not pay, or not pay a portion, because I don't have a problem paying for road maintenance and stuff like that. So I would sort of make a symbolic payment, but it would only be a portion of it. Anyways, I'm still eagerly awaiting those other 4 property owners here. I don't know how long that's going to take to make happen, but hopefully it'll be sooner rather than later. Let's go unscreened to the Amp Line. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello? Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Who's this?
This is Scott in Maryland.
Scott, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I had a question for you, specifically, Ian.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I heard the conversation that you were having with Mark Stevens.
Mark Stevens from AdventuresInLegalLand.com.
Right, from the publicity page. You guys had the link on that page.
Yes.
And I don't know how long ago that was.
It was probably a couple of years at this point, I would think.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if this is still what you think, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, you said something like, if people don't vote, then... Let me rephrase that. That if nobody votes or nobody shows up to vote, then the state will continue on as it is and will continue to do the things that it does.
Yes, that is that sounds accurate to what I would say today, because we've seen stories where people have not turned out to vote and nothing has changed. They just keep going doing what they were doing.
Okay, and so would you disparage somebody who says, "Well, I don't want to vote because I'm interested in liberty activism, market kind of activism, like you advocate, or..."
Mm-hmm.
I'm just indifferent to it.
What? No, why would I disparage somebody like that?
Okay, well, I'm just curious. I was actually just listening to that today, and I heard that. I was like, that kind of doesn't sound like Ian. But
I'm not sure what the context was. Obviously, we don't have a clip here to play or anything like that, but if you want to vote or not vote, it's your business. I don't. Some people will disparage people for voting. Some people will disparage people for not voting. I see voting at this point, I see it as kind of like a game. I think it's like a little parlor game that the politicians and the people that are behind the government put up for people to play with.
But you did play that parlor game today.
I did play it today. Yes, I did. And we'll talk about that here. And if you've got more comments, Scott, I think it was Scott at least. Hang on. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And Dennis is on the line in New Hampshire. We'll talk to him as well about, again, whatever you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Encore Effect Minute, with thoughts and commentary to inspire you to achieve a remarkable performance in anything you do. Here's acclaimed speaker and best-selling author, Mark Sanborn.
Everyone is anxious before speech, but I'm not as anxious as I once was, and I'm not even very nervous. Why? Because I've developed confidence and proficiency as a result of the preparation and practice I've put in. The link between preparation, practice, and proficiency applies to every kind of performance. You can't merely get psyched up to perform remarkably. You need to be adequately prepared as well. One bad performance can undermine a reputation, and it can take years to repair it. If you want to succeed, you have to prepare. The confidence you need can only come from doing something again and again and again. For the Encore Effect Radio Minute, I'm Mark Sanborn.
For more information on how you can achieve an encore performance, please visit MarkSanborn.com. That's MarkSanborn.com. Every day we are called to perform, at work, at home, in our communities. But is it possible to make every performance outstanding, the kind that leaves people applauding for an encore? Mark Sanborn, leadership expert and best-selling author, says that anyone can achieve a remarkable performance time after time. In his new book, The Encore Effect, Sanborn demonstrates how you can achieve extraordinary results in all aspects of your life. The Encore Effect by Mark Sanborn is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And that is, again, toll-free for you, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the archives on the site, lots of archives. In fact, going back for an entire year, free, right there on the front page. Click and download, and they're yours at freetalklive.com.
freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving individuals all moving to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty, all in the same place. Not the same city, but all across New Hampshire. It's a, even though it's sort of concentrated activism in one general region, it's still decentralized in that there's all kinds of different things going on. Everything from political activity to outside-the-system market-based activity. And it is an amazing group of people, but unfortunately we're not quite yet to even the 50% mark on the sign-up, so we need you to get involved. Go to freestateproject.org and learn more about the project, and then get signed up and commit yourself to moving here to New Hampshire. It doesn't have to be next year. It can be, you know, down the line. It can be a while. It's not a rush thing necessarily, though certainly I would prefer if people got here sooner rather than later. But it's up to you. Whatever works best for your life, there are flexible sign-up options available now at freestateproject.org. In fact, we'll talk to the husband of the president of the Free State Project, the first man, I guess, of the Free State Project here in a moment. But we, real quick, to continue the discussion about voting, our last caller dropped off the line, but he was calling in to kind of get my thoughts, my current thoughts on the issue of voting. And generally, I do consider it sort of a little game that the politicians allow you to play, that the government system allows you to play. It can be a dangerous game in that, you know, if you vote for somebody like a John McCain or something like that, you really are, or Barack Obama, you're voting to endorse a very dangerous, violent system. So, but I don't think that it really has any real effect on anything significant. That's why I kind of feel like it's a game, because as, was it Lenin or somebody that said that if voting changed anything, it'd be outlawed? I don't know if that was Lenin.
I don't know that that was Lenin.
Somebody famous.
I don't know that quote. I know a lot of Lenin and Stalin quotes about voting. But
probably
that
not
one's
Lenin.
Not.
I'm sure someone will call to correct me. But there, somebody said that in the past, and it seems pretty accurate because voting hasn't done a damn thing to turn around the ship of state. The state has constantly grown larger over the years, regardless of who, what politician, and what promises were put into office. Government's bigger, more intrusive, more oppressive than ever. So it just seems like a little game that that they just allow us to play. How do you feel about voting these days, Nick?
I actually see more use in it. Really what I feel, when it comes to the government incrementally, and sometimes not so incrementally, growing, which it does over time, I mean, it seems like it's always getting bigger. I think it is partly because both of... generally, you have two choices. So both of your major choices are bigger government option A and bigger mm-hmm. government option B. But I do feel that voting has a use when you have somebody who wants smaller government actually on the ballot. The problem is that the options you actually have on the ballot, for the most part these days, you don't have an option of smaller government.
Yeah, but how do you even know? I mean, unless that person signs the small government pledge, which barely anybody does, how do you even know that person is serious, that individual is serious about reducing the size and scope of state? I mean, Bob Barr, for instance, might claim something like that, but when you dig into what he has to say and when you look at his past, it really makes you wonder.
Yeah, I think you have to use some judgment there. What I would not do is vote for a former politician who was
former
a big government
CIA
guy.
Agent.
Right, a CIA agent and a politician. And he was a big government guy. I mean, to think that he would have completely reversed his ideology over the course of 3 or 4 years. I mean, he was making statements, something to the effect of that medicinal marijuana had no use and it was witchcraft when he was working. You know, he said, you know, it's nonsense. He used the word witchcraft to describe
it. Marijuana rots your brain.
I think you might have said hocus pocus and witchcraft or something like that. But to think he would go from that position to wanting to decriminalize all drugs, which I'm still not convinced he has.
It's hard to get a straight answer out of the dude.
Well, yeah, and that's been the case as long as he's been running.
Yeah.
And I really have to fault, the only people I can fault are members of the Libertarian Party who were actually at the convention. And for I don't know if they actually believed that this guy was a libertarian or whether they
were willing to... I think they've been infiltrated.
I don't know if it's just infiltration. I honestly think there are some people who have gotten so burnt out on losing that they...
They'll do anything to win.
Right. They're
win. Even though their ideas aren't winning, it's just their candidate. You know, you've got something from the founder of the Libertarian Party about Bob Barr. We'll get to that, but let's talk first to the people on the phones waiting patiently, like Dennis in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dennis.
Howdy, folks.
Hey, Dennis. What's on your mind tonight?
It is a great night tonight. Speaking of voting, so I was out at the polls today with my signs for the candidates that I'm pumping for.
Okay.
And this is, of course, at the state level in New Hampshire. What I personally believe are votes that really matter a lot are votes for the state representative, particularly in the state of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of Free Staters are running, and a lot of Free Stater friends are running. And in particular, I as you may know, I live in the city of Concord, which is a really statist place in New Hampshire. It's not as bad as Keene, but it's close.
Okay.
Our goal in this thing is to basically just knock the worst. There are people who run as Republicans that are really, really bad. They're not just neocons. They're actually socialist Republicans. There's no point for them being Republican except they can get away with it.
Okay.
So our purpose was to at least knock one or two of these people out in the primary. We just got the numbers back for two out of the three wards in my district. I don't know what the final number is going to be, but one of the Free Staters got more votes than anybody else.
Wow.
In two of these three. And then just below him was a mother and son team who are libertarians running as Republicans.
I saw something about them, Dennis. How'd they do? They were second and third?
They came in number second and third.
That's great.
So is that going to qualify them, Dennis? Is that going to qualify them to make it to the final ballot?
I don't know how things happened at the third and final sort of voting ward in this district, but the first two wards, the same guy was the top vote getter in both of them, and then the number two and three spots were within two or three votes of each other. So it looks like they're going to be on the final ballot in November, which is so awesome. They will have knocked out this really statist, authoritarian, horrible lady named Mary Jane Wallner. That's Mary Jane Wallner. Your time is up, Mary Jane. And she's been in the legislature for like
for all of our listeners in California that care.
Yeah, well, no. This is just to give you the flavor. This lady has been. She's had a safe seat forever. She had no.
So what you're saying, Dennis, beyond all these political name dropping that you're doing, what you're saying is that the political activists here in New Hampshire are having some really early successes already, and it's still, I mean, the Free State Project has barely even gotten off the ground as far as people moving here, right? That's the message you're trying to get across.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if indeed these Free Staters through this election, it was less than a dozen people that took it. Way less than a dozen people.
Did you get to vote for our caller Tom from New Hampshire, Tom Elsier?
Yeah, I did in fact throw a protest vote and I voted for Tom.
Yeah, so did I.
Me too.
Oh
thanks,
God, Dennis. This is scary.
Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up whatever you want. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Hey, girl. Looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loop for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit curlaway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and those include the wiki. We've got over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com. Travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. Start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, W-E-B-E-X.com. Promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx today. And, Nick, you've got a website as well. What is that?
It's FreeMindsTV.com.
FreeMindsTV is it's not just a TV show. There's also a radio side of things that you're doing, FreeMinds Radio. So you're kind of a multimedia liberty program. And
I guess we are.
People should go and check you out if they haven't done so yet.
Yeah, FreeMindsTV.com. And just so the listeners know, if you type in FreeMindsTV.com, you will get the radio side of it, too. So.
Or if you go to FreeMinds Radio, that'll work. Yeah. All right, cool. So do that and get a load of Nick's great program, which is produced right here in our very own Keene. So when you move here to Keene, you might be able to get involved with that. I know you've got some new people working behind the scenes there, and things are going well.
Yeah, and it always helps to have more people helping out, set up, and take down. So we have movers from the FSP and locals, and there's all different kinds of people involved, which is a good thing.
Let's continue with your phone calls about what you want. It's Gene calling from Nevada. Gene?
Hello. You know, one of my favorite pastimes is aviation. It has to do with aviation. So this year, I called you last year from the Reno Air Races, and that's where I'm at again this year.
You're back.
I'm on the home pylon at the National Championship Air Races. We've just had some jets flying by for a trial race. The official racing gets underway tomorrow, and here comes one right now. Listen to this.
He loves doing this.
That sounds exciting, Gene. I must say, that
about
sounds...
About 500 miles an hour and 50 feet to 100 feet off the ground flying around the...
Have there been any accidents this year? Have there been any jets hitting the ground, turning into flame balls, that sort of thing, incinerating the crowd?
No, we haven't had... We did have a small plane that had an accident earlier on Saturday. She was just practicing, but... That's not what we're here for. We're here for to have.
I know that's not what you're there for, but I'm sure there's somebody that's there to just waiting for a plane to turn into a ball of flame.
You could say that about NASCAR too, you know. But we're here to have fun and watch the planes go fast and fly low and turn left, and that's what what we do here. And
what's the event called again? The what national?
The National Championship Air Races. Anybody can go to airrace.org and find out more about it. And maybe next year, if they want to plan a trip out here, there he goes again.
They could go with you.
They won't regret it.
Would they be able to find you there? Are you wearing like a Free Talk Live T-shirt or something?
I'm actually in the race course, so no, they wouldn't be able to see me because I'm not out there where the stands are and all the fun is. But,
well, it sounds like a good time. Did you bring your son with you this time? You got a son, right, Gene?
I have a son and a wife, and unfortunately they couldn't make it this year, but it's probably better because...
get to party in Nevada all by yourself. All kinds of good stuff.
Because I'm on home pylon now, I have to work from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Do they let you in free if you're working? I mean, do you have to pay for a ticket?
No, well, I get in, but I mean, I've got to be here at the pylons. But last year I was on Inner 3, which meant we only had to do the first races of the day, and then we were free to drive around, or, you know, we could drive all over the course or go across to where the stands are and all the people are. So it was more fun to be on Inner 3.
So,
but home pylon is a more important position, so I guess that I can call that a promotion, but... I'd just as soon be on Inner 3, tell you the truth.
There you go. Gene, thanks for the update. Always good hearing from you, sir, and have fun out there, okay?
I will.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and we go to Paul listening in Florida. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
Not too much. I got something real important I need to talk to you guys about.
Is that right? What
yes,
do you got?
I do. Listen, I think the media in this country is more than happy to have people focused on celebrity gossip and this election and even the war. They can handle that. But as far as I'm concerned, they are skirting the real issue.
What do you think that is?
Hollow Earth.
Wait, are you telling me that you...
Do you understand? Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I understand. I want to see if I understand here. You're suggesting that there is, in fact, no molten lava or anything like that beneath the ground, that indeed the earth is hollow?
I'm suggesting that if you are like me throughout your entire life, that you were probably told that, yes, the earth is filled with molten lava and magma and rock and iron.
Yeah.
None of that is true. The earth is a hollow cavity.
Did you learn this from your fax machine?
Now, this is from a website called hollowearth.com.
Okay.
And let me tell you something else. It gets worse.
Really?
Inside the cavity of the hollow earth, there are thousands of separate but equally hostile alien civilizations that are now uniting and coordinating an attack on human beings on the surface of the planet.
Now, do they count as aliens if they come from within the Earth? I thought there's only aliens if they come from outer space.
A very common misconception.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
How many UFOs have you seen in your life?
Zero.
All right. Well,
Nick, have you seen any UFOs?
I've seen 178. Okay. Now, if you really think that these flying
and
crafts
I'm only 13.
Are coming from somewhere in outer space, you are mistaken. They are coming out of the hollow earth.
That's an interesting theory, I have to say. Now, do you actually have any evidence to back this up?
Ian, listen to me. If you want to go ahead and stick your head in the sand about this,
I was asking for evidence.
But don't stick it in too deep, Ian, because you might see the hollow earth.
Hold on a second there, Paul. I'm not saying I don't believe you. I'm just asking for a little bit of evidence. It's not to say that I'm trying to shoot you down here or anything like that. I mean, it's an intriguing theory.
Okay, well, I have four words for you.
Yeah.
Read the Bible.
Do they talk about this in the Bible?
Buddy,
The whole hollow earth thing? It's actually in the Bible? What part in
the whole that? The hollow earth part and the attack, it's all in there. Listen, I wrote a...
Wait, hold on. Paul, hang on. You know, I always I like to ask questions. I like to understand where you're coming from when you call in. So, Paul, I'm curious about why did they wait? I mean, if this alien civilization has been down there for, I mean, it must be a long time because they're so technologically advanced. Why now? You're saying they're preparing an attack?
I'm saying yes, they are preparing an attack on the surface civilizations of this planet. They are hostile, and all of those flying crafts that people have been reporting in the sky are actually coming out of the planet, and they have been gathering data and information about the surface civilizations, and they are now planning to attack. I wrote a letter to my congressman, and I said, listen, buddy, you work for me. I want this hollow earth filled in with dirt.
Awesome call, Paul. I thank you for making it tonight. 800-259-9231. And in case you couldn't tell, he was ripping on Paula, who normally calls in from Florida with all kinds of bizarro theories.
But I don't think Paula has ever called in about the hollow earth, if I
remember. We'll have to ask her about that one next time. It's always hard for me to remember to ask Paula certain questions people want me to ask, but we'll have to remember to ask her.
Well, some people actually do believe that there's a hollow earth, and that's where the UFOs come from.
Really? So this is not an uncommon theory?
No, actually, the sad and startling part is that the UFOs came later, but the theory that the Earth was hollow, that's been a pretty common one. There were some Nazis or Nazi scientists who also were fans of this crackpot theory. It was just another one of the bad scientific theories that they were partial to. And it got even more bizarre because they argued that there was a hollow Earth, but that we lived inside it, so actually inside the hollow earth, and that the stars and planets that we see in the sky are actually other cities on the other side of the chasm.
Wow, that's pretty far out, man.
Yeah, well, yes, it is.
800-259-9231. You can call about anything. That is the point of the show. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we've got a brand new way for you to do that. This was by popular demand. The Free Talk Live bulletin board system users have been demanding this for a while at this point, for the last month or so. Ever since Newegg, which is one of the probably most popular computer supply selling websites on the internet, Newegg.com, when Newegg refused to collect sales tax for the state of New York. Did you hear about this?
No.
New York, I guess, was trying to get... I don't have the article in front of me. I'm sure somebody can correct me if I'm wrong on this. But it was my understanding that New York was trying to get internet companies to collect sales tax for it, basically.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. I think most states expect companies to do that, though most of them don't really enforce it very heavily.
Oh, I guess what happened was Newegg had started doing it, and then their users were complaining, and so Newegg stopped doing it, and they basically told New York to go take a hike because they don't have any offices in New York, and so they just said, screw you, we're not going to collect your sales tax. We'll leave it up to our buyers to decide. You know, the buyers, if they feel like they want to go and pay sales tax to you, then they can do that on their own. It's their responsibility, not ours. So Newegg not collecting New York sales tax, that got a lot of our listeners very, very excited. And obviously they were already shopping there. I myself have shopped there. The last few computers I built through Newegg. They don't just sell computers, they sell all kinds of electronic stuff. So LCD, TV sets, stuff like that. Though, as far as electronics beyond computers goes, electronics will get us 4% through Amazon. So if you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, we'll make more off of an electronic sale. But if you're buying computer parts or anything else at Newegg, start your shopping at newegg.freetalklive.com. That's newegg.freetalklive.com. The margins on computer parts aren't very high, so they can't cut us a large percentage like Amazon can. I mean, on Amazon, we can make like 7 or 8% on most of the products there. On Newegg, it's 1 to 2%. But
we have people saying they do ordering for their businesses through Newegg, and there's like multi-hundred-dollar orders that they place, so they'd rather place those with us and have Free Talk Live get a percentage. So I went ahead and signed up for that affiliate program. So whenever you want to shop at Newegg, think newegg.freetalklive.com. Just enter through that link, and a percentage of your sale, whatever it is you buy, will go to Free Talk Live. Again, newegg.freetalklive.com. We go to Dave in New York. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, this Free State project sounds outrageously interesting. I've been going through all the different videos and seeing the protests y'all have been doing and, you know, like the open carry litter pickup. I find that fascinating. But is there any sort of a network for people to, like, come down and visit and maybe meet some of you fellas? And
sure. In fact, Manuel Laura from LouRockwell.com also lives in New York. He's going to be coming down here next month. Basically, what you want to do is you can do it different ways. For instance, the Free State Project, which, of course, for those just tuning in, is a movement of 20,000 people to move to New Hampshire in order to be active for liberty, so we can achieve liberty in our lifetimes. And the Free State Project runs two events every single year, which are great. One of them is the Liberty Forum. That's coming up in March. I believe it's the first weekend in March. But you can get more detail at freestateproject.org. But that's kind of like a convention-style occasion where everybody's in it takes place at a hotel. This year it's going to be in Nashua, same place it was last year. And basically what happens is hundreds of people, many of them who are already here in New Hampshire and a number of them like you that want to use the event as an excuse to come here and experience New Hampshire. Of course, it's in the wintertime, so it's going to be cold. But for people that want to experience New Hampshire and experience meeting some of these, a whole lot of these activists, they'll all be converged on the same hotel for an entire weekend, and there's all kinds of things that go on. There are going to be speakers and panel discussions, and of course plenty of partying later on at night, things like that. And it's really a good time. Of course, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from there this year, as we did last year. There's the Liberty Forum, which, again, more of a convention-style atmosphere. Then you've got, in the summertime, you've got Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is another gathering, but of a different style. This is in the woods, basically. This is a kind of a camp-style.
Well, it's at a campground.
It's at a campground.
But it's a camp out. It's more casual. There are still speakers. Different panels, you know, different discussion topics.
There's activities, too, at Porkfest, like, you know, hiking and shooting and other things like that that obviously don't go on at the Liberty Forum. So if that's so, really, it's more of like, you know, which event will float your boat the most, that's something you'll want to go and do. And then, again, at Porkfest, you're meeting there are hundreds of people there who are like you. You know, they believe in liberty. So when you have conversations with these people, you don't have to start at the beginning about, you know, I like liberty, and then they have all these objections you have to get over. Most of these people agree on pretty much everything generally. I mean, there's some minor disagreements which make for interesting conversation, but it's really an amazing feeling to be around hundreds of people that feel generally the same way that you do. And if you've never experienced something like that, then it really is something I would recommend. Aside from that, you can come up any old time you want to. Go to a place like New Hampshire, or go to nhfree.com, go to the forums there, and post that you're going to show up, post when you're planning on being where, and what you'll find is that people are very much eager to meet you. I mean, they'll make an appointment to be with, you know, meet you somewhere at a certain time. And
there's also meet and greets not meet and greets exactly, but there are meetings that happen every week. I know we have one here in Keene on Sundays that's just kind of a social event, Sunday afternoons. At nhfree.com, there's actually a calendar
there's
there,
a calendar,
as long as it hasn't changed.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you had, like, a program to ease the transition, considering a lot of people would be moving somewhere they have zero social network. Like, I moved from Rochester, my current location in New York, down to Bradenton. Loved it, and I lived there for, like, 3 years, but at least I knew a couple people when I moved down there, and it made the transition pretty much easy. After a month or two, I had all new friends and a new job and et cetera, et cetera. It just seems like the only thing that would hold me back, it's really not the location. I mean, I looked into the job market there. It's great. I'm sure I can get a job right off the bat. It's just that having any social network whatsoever, any, like, group of people who care about you or anything. You know what I mean?
So totally. I totally understand where you're coming from, and I think that's that's probably the easiest objection to answer, because that's the best thing about being here as part of the Free State Project, being here in New Hampshire. The best thing is you've got a network of activists this that are already here on the ground that they want new friends. They want to meet new people as they're coming here. They want to help them feel welcome. In fact, there's the Welcome Wagon. You can go to freestateproject.org, look into the Welcome Wagon. There's a forum there at the Free State Project website. Again, the NHFree.com also has a very busy forum. So if you go and start posting on these forums, you're going to meet some of these people in advance, and then they're going to know that you're coming. And for instance, I don't know if you've got a bunch of stuff to move, but let me give you an example of what this Welcome Wagon is
not
like.
At all.
Oh, well, that's good. That makes it really easy for you. But for people that have a whole bunch of stuff to move, let me give you an example of what actually happens here that I don't think happens anywhere else in the world.
Okay.
You show up here with a Ryder truck full of, or, you know, Penske truck or whatever, full of stuff you're trying to move. You've, you know, spent a bunch of time loading it up where you are. You've traveled, you know, 1,000 miles or however long it is that you're traveling. We came up from Florida, so it was like a 24-hour trip. And then when you get here, if you post, again, on these forums we're talking about, forum.freestateproject.com, forum.nhfree.com, you post when you're coming, you post when you're going to arrive, where you're going to arrive, what time, and people will show up. People you don't know will show up at your destination in droves. I've been at these moving parties where there have been a dozen to a few dozen people that have shown up, and you've got your truck empty within 45 minutes flat. You've barely had to lift a finger. People have moved all your stuff into your house for you. They're not going to unpack your boxes, but they're going to move all the stuff in off the truck. And basically, you provide some pizza and some beers, and everybody's happy. Everybody has great conversation, and it's really a great social kind of time. Now, I know you're not doing that. You're not going to need that kind of thing, but, I mean, isn't that amazing? Where else have you heard of something like that happening?
I'd have to say nowhere. Now, like Keene specifically, it seems to be one of the centers of activism in that state, which I find really appealing. Non-cooperation. I've been doing that with police ever since I was 15.
Right.
You know, I mean, I will not tell a cop my name. I will not show a cop my ID. If I'm not driving, they can kiss my butt. If you don't have a chargeable instrument or somebody making a claim against me, don't even talk to me.
I think that is fantastic. But and as Nick was saying,
Keene, does that have like carpentry is my forte, not necessarily what I want to make into a career, but I mean, is there like a lot of work in that specific area?
There's a lot of contractors around. Obviously the market slowed down a bit for new construction everywhere. But I would say you're probably going to have just as good of a labor market here for carpentry as you would in New York, if not a little bit better.
And to get back to your other question, as far as plugging in, if you're interested in Keene, you can go to freekeene.com. That's my website, and there's a forum there. And as Nick said, we hang out every single week on Sundays, and you show up, and there's people there, and they want to meet you, and if you want to meet them, there's all kinds of really great people. The activists that have been moving here as part of the Free State Project are some of the nicest, friendliest, most amazing people I've ever come in contact with, and I'll leave you with those websites. And don't hesitate to call back if you have more questions. I really appreciate the call. 800-259-9231, Hour 2 coming up. You bring up anything, it's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.